The battle over the classroom is the battle of our time. This is where conservatives have been blowing it, but Lord willing, the tide may be turning. There's a new film out that includes commentary with Dr. Carol Swain and others, and it's called Whose Children Are They? Their website, by the way, is whosechildrenarethey.com. One of the key movers behind this film as a producer, as a writer, and as a commentator is Deborah Flora, the president and founder of Parents United America. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Deborah, it is so great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, Jerry. Thank you so much. It's great to be here. I really appreciate your helping get the word out about this important topic and also helping to magnify the reach of the film. That's why we can galvanize parents, teachers, grandparents, and you know, just great citizens to stand together for the innocence of our children.
Well, tell me the story, the history behind this film. Whose idea was it? How did it all come to be?
You got it. Absolutely. So just quickly about how I got engaged, you know, like so many parents, I'm just a mom who got my dander up because just things were not right in our kids' schools. And about 3.5 years ago, I was part of a group of parents that testified against a comprehensive sex ed bill that they shoved through on the last day. And when I realized they just were not listening to the parents, I started Parents United America, helped introduce sex ed transparency legislation, which just went to the kill committee. They didn't want to hear anything about it. So that's when we realized, my husband's a filmmaker and I, we've got two production companies, we realized that the best thing we could probably do for this movement is to drag all of this into the light, not just the sex ed, but the CRT, the anti-discipline policy, the union overriding influence in all of this. And at the same time, a divine appointment happened, which is Rebecca Friedrich, who is the California teacher who sued all the way to the Supreme Court to stop forced unionization for teachers. She had the same idea. So we got connected and we joined forces and made this documentary, Whose Children Are They? And it was a perfect pairing because we are four good teachers who just want to teach academics and help students flourish, who need to partner together, obviously, with parents and grandparents. And we brought both sides of that together. And that's why we made the movie, to provide a tool so that we can take this movement to a mass and tipping point and really make a lasting change.
And just so I understand, are you yourself a teacher or do you have that in your background?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Rebecca Friedrichs brought the teacher's perspective to the documentary. Having been a teacher, I'm a parent and had started Parents United America. So together we had both of those aspects. And then we had some great experts, like you mentioned, Dr. Carol Swain, Robert Woodson, Corey DeAngelis, and then lots of parents and teachers and some very brave students we interviewed for the documentary also.
And the film is available at salemnow.com. More information can be available at whosechildrenarethey.com, including other outlets beyond the Salem one. I understand that there are some X-rated acts that are brought out in some schools, and your film actually deals with this issue.
Absolutely, Jerry. The strange thing, having been a filmmaker for a while, is that if this movie, this documentary, Whose Children Are They?, was rated, it would have at least an R rating, not because of gratuitous information we put in there, but simply because we show viewers some of what is being taught in their children's school as young as 8 years old. And honestly, this has been going on because people don't realize. We have one expert in the documentary who talks about, in order to teach this radical, gratuitous, age-inappropriate sex education, they, in many schools, have to take the filters off of their computers. And honestly, if we just enforced obscenity laws, this would not even be allowed in our schools. So, you know, we handle it very carefully. We are, you know, very saddened that we have to show this to people, but we need to do it because that's what they're showing our children across this country. I mean, things, Jerry, that you and I would never even know to talk about. And let's be clear here, we're not against necessarily reproductive biology being taught, which is exactly what most people think is being taught in their schools. But as young as 8, 9 years old, they're teaching just all sorts of sex acts and other things that are not age appropriate and of which parents have no idea.
I understand that, there have been some parents who've actually just read some of the materials taught in their own children's school, and they've been shut down by the school board because, you know, this is X-rated. You can't say these kinds of things at a school board meeting. That's improper.
It is. Yes, it's crazy. Just like I said, this movie would be R-rated if it was had an MPAA rating just because of what's being taught to our kids. There is a mom and several parents in different areas who have stood up before school boards, simply read out of the teaching materials for sex education and been cut off by saying this is not appropriate in a public setting, to which, of course, the parents reply, yes, and it's not appropriate for my 8, 9, or 10-year-old. So that is showing completely the hypocrisy and how wrong this is. And our goal is to make sure that people see it so they rise up and say, enough is enough. Let children be children and not be exploited in this manner.
You know, it's interesting that in the last year or so, we've heard this term grooming, and it sounded like, yes. Oh, this is kind of conspiratorial or something like that. But what does that word mean? And it sounds like maybe this reality is happening, unfortunately, maybe even down the street in the local public school.
Yes, without a doubt. Those who work in the area to stop sex trafficking have identified the current sex ed curriculum that's being pushed around this country as grooming materials. In fact, we've interviewed someone who has escaped actually the adult industry of pornography and all of that, and now she is an advocate to stop sex trafficking. And she said, you know, imagine my horror, what I saw from my old world now being taught in classrooms for third, fourth, fifth graders. So it is indeed, because also they talk about consent. They teach children as young as 8 years old how to consent to having sex, not what reproductive biology is, and how to protect themselves from predators. So it's just wrong. And I believe people from every walk of life are going to stand up when they're aware of what's going on and stand together for our children's innocence.
Can you comment on critical race theory in our schools?
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt. So the reason why the movie is called Whose Children Are They is that is the question of the day. And honestly, it's the clash of two worldviews, the Western civilization Judeo-Christian worldview, which is that it is the right of the parents to oversee and be the ultimate authority in every aspect of their children's upbringing. The other view, by the way, is the Marxist view that the children actually belong to the state. That's really where we are. And CRT is simply an extension of that which is permeating our culture. We see it in DEI and all these other programs and corporations. How it looks in our schools, critical race theory is simply critical theory, which is Marxist theory, that you just divide people into groups, oppressors and oppressed, and you pit them against each other. You know, we've seen it in history between the classes. We see it in our corporate structure with using the blunt instrument of race to try to divide each other. And because they knew basically that the class warfare wouldn't work in America. People want to rise up. But how does that look in our classrooms? It is heartbreaking. You have beautiful young children with less melanin in their skin being told that they are oppressors and intrinsically evil and should be ashamed of their skin color. And then you have beautiful young children with more melanin in their skin being told that they are victims and cannot accomplish anything in the system. The people that are most outspoken in our movie against CRT are Black parents who say, we do not want our children to be told they're victims. Accomplish anything. So that's why it's so insidious, and it divides. It is exactly opposite of Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream of children coming together and getting to know one another based on the content of character, not color of skin.
You, I'm sure, know something about our founders of this nation. What do you think they would think about today's education in light of your findings in this film, Whose Children Are They?
You know, Jerry, such a great question. My heart breaks because I look at this and I realize that the only reason why parental rights are not in our Bill of Rights is because I do not believe that our founding fathers ever envisioned a day when that of the most fundamental rights that we have would ever be questioned. I mean, the family is the building block of Western civilization, and we know that the right of parents to protect their children is a God-given right. So our founding fathers never anticipated this day, or they would have put that into the Bill of Rights. And, you know, when you think about it, Jerry, we see the consequences in every way. We've gone from our education system being a wonder of the world and envied by every other country to now we are trailing in every way, academically and otherwise. Right here in our own state of Colorado, where we live and we help flip our school board, the students in our school districts and across the state, less than 40% are proficient in reading, less than 30% are proficient in math, and that's pretty much the standard around the country. It's because the original idea the Founding Fathers have has been completely perverted.
And speaking of the Founding Fathers, how are the Founding Fathers and those who settled this country being treated in schools?
Oh, That's a great question. Just so everyone knows, obviously, all of us behind this movement, we're for the real teaching of history, the full teaching of history, not the revisionist history that is happening. Right now, obviously, they are trying to discredit our Founding Fathers in every single way, taking them out of the context of their time period where slavery was the norm around the entire world. And they instead try to discredit them by that context in which they're in. What they overlook in things like the 1619 Project, which is alternative history, even the founders of 1619 Project say it's not actually history. That's why it should not be taught in schools. The truth is, our inheritance of the American Constitution is phenomenal. The seeds were planted by those very same founding fathers to end the slave trade. And Thomas Jefferson signed the end of the Atlantic slave trade the day it was allowed as it was planted in the Constitution. So we're for the full teaching of history. But by the way, the communist goals read into the congressional record in the 60s, there were 45 of them. One of them was the takeover of the school system through the teachers' unions. Another one was the discrediting of the American founding fathers and Constitution. That's why they're working so hard on this.
You know, that's so ironic when you think about that, because the track record in history, modern history even, of the Marxists is just nothing but bloodshed. As one disillusioned couple, former communists, they said when the Soviet Union finally collapsed, what did they have to show after 70 years of communism? Nothing but tens of millions of corpses. They couldn't even deliver the goods. They couldn't even feed the people. And these Marxists are turning around and taking America and trying to tear it down, you know, one step at a time, but distorting the history or blowing things out of proportion, not giving the founders credit when they did work to end slavery. It's just unbelievable. Okay, now, we have about 2 minutes left. What about the idea of parents waking up and realizing, hey, these are our children, and yet they're even being labeled sometimes as domestic terrorists for being concerned about the terrible stuff taught in the schools?
Well, you know what? Here's the good news. I truly believe that the silver lining of COVID is that a sleeping giant has been awakened, and that is the parents around this country. And I'm talking parents from every walk of life, from every political party, are waking up and realizing because they saw firsthand what their kids were being taught in their own living rooms and kitchens. And the reality is this, Jerry, we cannot go back to sleep. Some movements create change and others just fade away. And we have to reach that critical mass and tipping point. And it is the right of parents. That's why we made this documentary, Whose Children Are They? We invite everyone to go to whosechildrenarethey.com to share it with others, simply because we've got to reach that critical mass, retake it, not just for the innocence of our children, which is paramount, but for the very future of our country. So I encourage everyone, do not be bullied into silence. That's the tactic. We have every right to speak up, speak the truth, and be the defenders of our children that we have every right to be.
We have 20 seconds for a closing thought. Again, I'll give you a website, whosechildrenarethey.com. Here's my closing thought. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of America in light of the education and this issue?
I am cautiously optimistic. As long as we do not go back to sleep, this is the moment in history that those who want to destroy the foundation of our country have overstepped, because it's personal with our children. I'm only cautious because we cannot go back to sleep. Just because children are back in school does not mean the damage has stopped. We have got to retake our school boards, elect leaders who will stand up for our rights, and get involved at every level. So I'm cautiously optimistic. This is our day.
Deborah Flora, thank you so much. WhoseChildrenAreThey.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.